In 2013, Florida had the highest number of new HIV cases in the nation. All six of Florida's major metro areas, including Tampa, Orlando, and Miami-Dade, reported more cases than many other states as a whole. Health News Florida is beginning a series on HIV in Florida, the rising tide of infections. Health News Florida's Mary Shedden joins me now. Mary, two questions come to mind. Who and why?
There are a lot of different people being infected with HIV today, and I think that's one of the major misconceptions is everyone thinks HIV happens to someone else. It's usually someone, men who are having sex with men, and HIV drug users. That is still about half of the group. But what we found is that a lot of different communities are being impacted by HIV infection. That ranges from folks who are 50 plus. That counts for more than 20% of the new infections. It includes youth who are 13 to 24. That is an enormous group that never knew about HIV and AIDS when it began in the 80s. They weren't even alive then.
But those could describe folks in any metro area in the nation. Why Florida particularly?
Well, I think Florida is unique in a couple of ways. One, we're the third largest state in the country. And so by population, we're going to have that. But also the aging population are folks who probably, if they're infected, they're not getting tested and they're not realizing it. That may be one reason.
That's one thing about HIV is that most patients look perfectly healthy. They look fine. No outward appearance of any disease. They look fine.
Right. And that's one of the key things is HIV today, if you're infected and it's identified early, you can really deal with the chronic disease as opposed to the terminal condition that folks associate with AIDS back in the 1980s when it really became known across the country.
And that's sort of a double-edged sword, isn't it? I mean, it used to be a death sentence, but now since the 90s, as you said, drugs have allowed patients to manage it. So doesn't that turn some patients into invincibles where they say, well, you know, what's the big deal? I'll take some drugs and then take my chances with unprotected sex.
Exactly. And one of the key drugs that is helping a lot of people who are living with HIV is something called PrEP and PEP. And this drug, if taken regularly, is a very real option in keeping the HIV at bay. However, a lot of people think it's, oh, I'll just take a pill once in a while. No, you have to adhere to the drug regularly and diligently, and it's expensive. So it may not be an option for some people. Researchers who thought that these drugs were going to be the great answer are really finding out that there are a lot of consequences and a lot of education that needs to be done.
Now, one other thing, we have been bombarded with safe sex messages for decades. Does anyone even listen to them anymore?
I think that the messages need to be probably tweaked a little. It isn't as easy as, to use a phrase from drugs, just say no. In terms of the different populations, I think that the issue of protected sexual intercourse really needs to be dealt with in different ways. Talking to a 60-year-old about safe sex is very different than talking to a 13-year-old, but the message is very much the same in all the cases. It's if you have unprotected sex, you are going to be at risk for HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases.
Health News Florida will take a much deeper look at all these questions and many others in the series HIV in Florida, The Rising Tide of Infections. Mary Shedden with Health News Florida. Thanks.
Thank you.